Good morning. It's Friday, March 6th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A major shakeup has hit the U.S. immigration leadership. President Donald Trump announced that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will no longer lead the administration's immigration crackdown. Trump said Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will replace her pending Senate confirmation. Noem is expected to move into a new role as special envoy for a regional security initiative called the Shield of the Americas. Her tenure was marked by controversy, including highly public immigration raids and criticism over government spending on advertising campaigns and travel. Lawmakers from both parties had questioned her leadership after several high-profile incidents tied to immigration enforcement. Trump thanked Noem for her service, but said the administration was ready for a change. The leadership shift marks the first major cabinet adjustment of Trump's second term. Another news. A rare dispute between the U.S. military and a tech company is escalating into a legal battle. The Pentagon has officially labeled artificial intelligence firm Anthropic a supply chain risk, a designation that prevents defense contractors from working with the company on military projects. The decision followed disagreements over access to the company's AI tools, including its Claude system. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei said the company plans to challenge the designation in court, arguing the government's move is not legally justified. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the decision, saying the military must ensure it can use technology without restrictions that could affect operations. The case could set a precedent for how artificial intelligence companies work with governments as AI becomes more central to national security. Around the world. The conflict in the Middle East is widening. Israeli forces launched heavy airstrikes on southern Beirut after ordering a mass evacuation of the area, marking a significant expansion of the war involving Iran and its allies. Israel says the attacks targeted command centers and weapons sites linked to Hezbollah. Explosions lit up the night sky as residents fled their homes, with many spending the night in streets and cars across the Lebanese capital. At the same time, Iranian missiles and drones targeted Israeli territory, including areas near Tel Aviv. U.S. President Donald Trump added to tensions by saying Washington should help determine Iran's next leader following the death of Ali Khamenei earlier in the conflict. Analysts warn the widening battlefield could further destabilize the region. Another news. China is continuing its steady military buildup. Beijing announced a 7% increase in its defense budget for 2026, bringing total spending to about $276 billion. The announcement came during China's annual political meetings in Beijing and reflects growing competition with the United States as well as tensions over Taiwan and the South China Sea. Military analysts say the funding will support new weapon systems, training, cyber capabilities, and military exercises around Taiwan. Chinese officials insist the spending is defensive and necessary to protect national sovereignty. Experts note that while China's military budget remains smaller than that of the United States, it has expanded consistently for nearly a decade. The rising investment is also prompting neighboring countries to strengthen their own defense ties with Washington, fueling concerns about an escalating arms race in the region. Another news. A military training flight ended in tragedy in northeastern India. An Indian Air Force Su-30 MKI fighter jet crashed during a training mission in the state of Assam after losing contact with air traffic control. The aircraft had taken off from Jorhat and was last heard from shortly after 7:40 p.m. local time before disappearing from radar. Search and rescue teams were immediately deployed to the crash site in the Karbi Anglong region, where witnesses reported a fireball and thick smoke rising from the ground. The fate of the crew was not immediately confirmed as investigators began examining the wreckage. The incident comes amid several recent accidents involving Indian military aircraft, including a crash involving a Tejas fighter jet earlier this year. Officials say a formal investigation will determine the cause of the latest crash. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.